This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Polis says Interstate 70 will partially reopen through Glenwood Canyon this Saturday. He was in the mountains with transportation officials and engineers this morning to survey the damage caused by recent mudslides. Flash flooding trapped dozens of drivers and closed the road nearly 2 weeks ago. Crews have been working to clear the roadway and repair it. Polis says rain between now and the weekend could slow down reopening plans. Dominion Voting Systems has filed 3 lawsuits yesterday against the TV networks OAN and Newsmax and the former CEO of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, for spreading false election narratives involving the company. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Denver-based Dominion provides election equipment and software to 28 states. Dominion's CEO, John Poulos, says the defendants show no remorse for spreading disinformation, claiming Dominion stole the November election for former President Donald Trump.
This barrage of lies by the defendants and others have caused and continue to cause severe damage to our company, our customers, and our employees.
Dominion has also filed other lawsuits against Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, over baseless claims he made. As for suing the former president himself, Dominion says they are still exploring options for holding other participants in the, quote, campaign of lies accountable. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It's another day of poor air quality and a smoky sky. The northern half of the state has an unhealthy amount of ozone and fine particulates in the air. People who are sensitive or have health conditions like asthma should limit the amount of time spent outdoors. This is CPR News and KRCC.